Welcome to Yip Podcast. This is Mary.
And this is Tammy.
Yip. And today on the show, a little bit later on, we are going to have a fantastic belly dance photographer here in the Central Florida area named Kristen Wheeler. So we'll be talking to her a little bit later on, as I just said. Who doesn't love a little repetition?
Three times and they'll really get it.
So a little, no, just kidding. So Tammy, what's going on with you?
Besides, let's see, my child's going crazy tonight. My dog's eating my child's food while she's trying to go to the bathroom on her own.
Chicken nuggets are delicious.
I wouldn't know. No. Sorry. So, enough about me and my wonderful day. Mary, how's school going?
School's going good. I mean, this episode will be posted for a little while, but right now when we're recording it is the third day back at school with students, and it's going really well. I mean, I think we're going to have a really good year. I'm excited about some projects. I've told you that I wanted to start a podcast club at my school, right?
Yeah, I think you mentioned something about
it. Yeah. So I've already got a couple microphones, and we've got like headsets because that's like the cheapest things when you need to buy equipment for any kind of recording thing. So I talked to my principal about that. She's really supportive, and so I'm going to try to go after some grants and stuff. But I also want to start like a guitar club. It's like so off of belly dance topics, but that's what I'm up to. I want to start a guitar club. I got to get some guitars though. Money. hey, tribe-wise though, we've got to talk about it. We didn't talk about it last time, but that thread on the belly dance instructors tribe.
Oh, did you go read it?
I read the whole thing.
I finally did too. It took a long time.
It did take a long time.
So it's on the belly dance instructors, which is different than the belly dance teachers tribe, by the way.
Because one has more syllables.
Exactly. There is a thread. By the time we put this out, like, no one will have, it's probably going to be like down at the bottom or something. But the thread is called What About Us Out in the Sticks? And it starts off by a girl who I would love to say was innocently asking, but seriously, her original post was like 7 paragraphs.
It sounds a little belligerent to me.
Yeah. She
was... If you're going to start on the defensive, why would you even post?
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly she was looking for. Anyway, the actual point of the thread was someone saying that she lives very far away from any instructors in her area, even though at one point there was instructors in her area, and now there are not. They're like over an hour drive away, and
she sort of started these general beginners classes for tribal in her area.
Exactly. I guess, you know, since she doesn't currently take classes, and she actually doesn't feel that she is up to the standard that I guess a lot of the other instructors on the tribe are.
That's what caught my ear, just because she was talking about, just because I might not be up to somebody else's standards, does that mean I'm not allowed to teach at all? You know, is it so bad to have a teacher who's maybe not up to your standard?
I understand what she's saying, like a lot of instructors on the tribe and out there in general. Obviously, they're professional dancers. They've been dancing for years and years and years and years. But that's probably not how a lot of them started off. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not to say whether it's right or wrong how to start the teaching. But usually if you're going to teach, you should feel you have something to teach. You should feel you have enough background and knowledge and understanding about the body, about how it moves, the breakdown of movements, and safety to be able to teach somebody else.
Yeah, I think that's my main concern. I don't know, part of it I got though, like there were some other people who chimed in about, you know, being out in the sticks. And can I just tell you, that phrase annoys the heck out of me. I don't know why. But, I mean, I can understand how that would be frustrating. It's very easy to say, we'll just drive 2 hours once a week and take a class, you know, gas prices and general prices. And if you have kids and so. And,
yeah, it's not for everybody. Answer. But at the same time, if you don't have enough dedication to put into teaching yourself, mm-hmm. and making sure you are properly trained, then you know, how are you going to say that you're qualified and have the dedication enough to teach other people? One of the suggestions that I liked was Shay was saying that, why don't you just get the group together, split the cost of a space, and teach each other? You know, maybe as a group, learn from videos, or if one person goes to a workshop, then come back and bring that knowledge to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Her rebuttal was that the women who were interested were just so not familiar at all that they felt very weird and just not even ready to attempt any sort of group effort. Oh, but one of the other things that caused some sparks was when she said that she only charged them $5.
Yeah.
And she said she didn't consider that undercutting because she wasn't like a professional teacher. That caused a little bit of drama, which was very entertaining to read, I have to say. Anyway, the thread, just without any deeper meaning, is really fun to read.
Yeah. Without actually posting, we just gave you our 2 cents on that one.
That's right. We're too lazy to type. Talking is so much easier.
I'm like, I don't want to get into it with anybody. I'll talk about it on the podcast.
I know, seriously, because they can't talk back.
Except on our own tribe.
Yeah, well, who's the moderator with the delete button? Me. You're like, didn't somebody post a thread about no?
Nobody posted nothing. Just don't even
nothing.
Ask.
Nothing was posted.
Didn't we have 75 members?
No.
There was only 74, always.
It's only been 74. That's about it. I keep checking, like, you know, like the private ATS General Skills Teacher mm-hmm. Training Tribe. I keep compulsively checking it because I want to feel special by finding some special thread that's not on an open tribe. But so far, all that keeps getting posted on is like how to make your Egyptians more in sync with your troop mates. And I'm just like, oh, I want a super special thread. So if anyone out there wants to post a super special thread, I'm trying.
If you call it that, it would make it that much better.
So I can feel super special. Other than that, I'm peeking in on Geisha Moth's tribe. And she had another contest. She is always having contests. So she much really, fun.
She really is.
The last time I checked in, she hadn't yet announced the winner. And she was just basically teasing everybody. She's like, ha ha. I'm a tease. And everyone's like, tell us who it is. So that was fun to watch because I wasn't involved in this particular contest.
Yeah, because I remember the contest you were involved in.
Yeah.
So anything else going on?
No. Hey, you know what is going on?
What?
I heard you had a music suggestion for us this week.
Run. I was hoping you'd forget.
That's right. The time has come.
Well, yes, Mary, I do have a music review this week.
Woo woo.
Clap, clap, clap. Actually, when I was trying to think of a music review to do, because I opened my big trap and said, I'll do a music review next week. Don't worry about it. I was trying to think of who to do, and I was like, oh, I really like the squirrel nut zippers. And then I was looking on our tribe, and I'm like, somebody suggested that. It was Keely.
Keely has the most awesomest taste in music.
And it was funny because when she suggested it, I had posted that I really, really like the squirrel nut zippers. But I always thought of them as more burlesque-y. But now, like, a lot of belly dancing music that's being used is
more burlesque.
Yes, more burlesque, a little jazzy. And so I did pick 3 songs that I felt I could see some belly dance to this now that I'm trying to put it in that perspective. Either way, I love, love, love the Squirrel Nut Zippers. And it looks like they're going to be having a live CD that's going to be released in October. So that's cool. They've been touring a little bit here and there. And the 2 CDs I have are CD Hot, which came out in 1996 and went platinum. And in 1998, they came out with Perennial Favorites. And then it was like they broke up for a little bit and now they're back together. So that's cool. The female singer, I know she did some stuff on her own. And I have listened to some of it, but I wasn't too impressed. The 3 songs I picked, the first one is Put a Lid on It, which is one of the more popular songs from the Hot CD. So back in the day, I'm sure you guys all heard it. The second song is on the Hot CD as well, and that's called It Ain't You. And that's more jazzy, slinky type stuff. There's a little like quick drum thing in there, so that'd be kind of fun to like do a little shimmy too. Okay, and then the third song is called My Drag, And that's off the Perennial Favorite CD. And it's, I know my friend Mary here has called it drunkeny.
It sounds like, a little bit sort of like Good Times Staggering Around.
Yeah, but it's like very really like
cute way.
Yeah, it's very piratey to me. I don't know, like I picture
Arr.
Yeah. Anywho, so these three songs I thought were good. And again, it was difficult for me to think of Squirrel Nut Zippers as anything but burlesque sounding because mentally that's always what I pictured it as. But these three songs I think really could work for belly dance. Something really fun, light, you know. So it's Put a Lid on It, It Ain't You, and My Drag. How did you like my first review, Mary?
I thought it was an awesome review.
Yep.
Partially because you have the same descriptions as I do. It's like, oh, it's really slinky, and there's like a thingy in the middle that I love with the drums, you know? I'm like, yay, I'm not the only one who has no professional vocabulary to pull from.
No, every time you use big words like staccato, I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
I just throw in my music words because I'm hoping that most of our audience is like, I don't know what that means. Wow, she sounds so smart.
But well, I feel you do, if that makes you feel better. I don't
down,
know if that
I feel like,
means anything.
I mean, I've met a lot of musician belly dancers, so...
Wow, I'm so sorry.
There's probably a lot of them out there that are just going, she uses that same music word all the time. She probably doesn't use any other music words.
Her and well, her they must have really hated me doing my music review.
Wow, suddenly I'm feeling really judged by our audience.
Don't judge us. Don't judge me.
Well, I love the songs. I knew of the band, but I wasn't really familiar with their music. I was like, oh, Squirrel Nut Zippers, oh, they're a cute big band. Woot woot.
And I do have to mention this just because you kind of called them big band. I was into swing and big band for a couple years. I'm talking addiction. Like I'm addicted to belly dancing, I was addicted to swing. I went out to clubs to dance Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every week. Every week, without fail. You know, I learned how to swing dance and the whole nine. At one point in Orlando, they were thinking of doing a swing dance television show. I was actually going to be part of that show as a dancer. I mean, you know, big stuff. And Squirrel Nut Zippers are not big band. And I just have to put it out there because people kind of thought of them as big band and they're not. So,
oh my god, sorry.
Oh my gosh. And I don't know a lot about music, but that's one area I do know. So there you go. And that's why I can call them like hot jazz, or you can even call them like almost, they have more of a 20s flair versus a 40s, 50s flair.
Well, I wasn't alive then, so I don't know anything about that.
Well, if you ask Dan, I'm old enough to be alive then.
That's mean.
He is. Oops, don't let the little ears hear it. No, sorry.
I see the teacher's moving. Josie's really familiar with the word douche.
Oh my gosh. So I told you what she had said on her home, or she wanted us to put on her homework last week.
You did, but I forgot what it was.
Punch and kick her.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so Monday and Tuesday, like, she's been so happy to go to school, which I'm great, you know, I'm all for. Yeah, she almost cries when Dan goes to pick her up because she has to leave school. And I'm like, dude, they're going to really call Child Protective Services.
Be like, oh my gosh, she doesn't want to go with her dad.
Exactly.
He always did look a little creepy to me.
And, well, and even when I drop her off, like, not all the other kids, but like a couple of the other kids, especially ones that haven't been in daycare, really have a problem being dropped off at school, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
this chick, like, gives me a hug, a kiss, waves, and goes and does other stuff and goes and holds her teacher's hand. I'm like...
See, no, that really is. She's the exception. We have the boohoo tea party for brand new kindergarten parents on the first day of school and all these sad kids. It's like... I keep a tally of how many kindergartners cry in the first week of school. Because
it's just
the least little thing. Just like, okay, let's go to the carpet. I don't want to go to the carpet.
Poor babies.
And of course, me being the sympathetic soul that I am, I'm like, meh, tally mark.
Yes, add one.
And it's always the little boys.
Aww.
Little boys. I don't know. They crack so much easier than girls.
Anywho.
Where were we? Oh, right. They're not big band.
They are not big band. Sorry. And I wasn't trying to be mean. I'm sorry.
No. Well, I mean, what my defense is, first of all, for someone who majored in music, I'm remarkably ignorant. It's very easy to fake your way through. You know, I'm sure many people out there know it's surprisingly easy to BS your way through college classes. But on the other hand, also, I've never really been into jazz. So anything that had jazz attached to it, I probably would be like, I don't really want to listen to that. I like some vocal jazz, but I don't like scatting. Noise the heck out of me. I'm just like, if you want to sound like you're playing an instrument, why don't you just play an instrument? You know? Whatever. If you have the ability to say words, why don't you just sing words? Makes no sense to me. Be-ba-ba-da-ba-dee-ba-da-ba. It's, I don't know. So... whatever. So if it's a jazz night, I probably wouldn't listen to it anyway.
Well, then I'm glad that you didn't know them as jazz musicians.
I was like, oh, it's got brass. Big band.
Yeah.
Woo! This episode's going nowhere.
Okay, so...
I agree. Awesome music.
Thank you. I will try in the future to do more music stuff. I cannot guarantee every week, but... So up next, we have Kristen's interview. And again, this is one of those where they called into our Skype line, and that can sometimes sound a little funny. So I just want to give the warning, but Mary is wonderful with the editing, so we'll see how that turns out.
If anything sounds weird, I'm just going to put like bird song in the background. So at least you're like, oh, we're outside with bad sound quality. Nature.
Or like, you know, horn sounds, like we're driving somewhere with the windows rolled down.
Muttered cursing in the back. I think ambiance really accounts for a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's our interview with Kristen. Hope you like it.
So today on the program, we have the fantastic photographer and belly dance photographer extraordinaire, Kristen Wheeler. And we are so happy you're on our show today. How are you doing, Kristen?
I am doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing, Tammy?
Just great.
Oh my gosh. Group hug.
First off, Kristen, can you go ahead and let us know what your website is so everyone can look you up and look at your beautiful pictures?
Well, thank you very much. It is www.khphotographics.com.
Kristen, how long have you been a photographer?
I have been doing photography for about 12 years, actually. Yeah, a long time.
Wow.
I started doing film. I had to when I was going to art school. I actually went for painting and illustration, and I was forced to take a photography class, and I hated it.
Oh, no, you poor thing.
Yeah, I hated it, and I sucked at it really bad. But my photography teacher actually told me, you may, you know, want to consider not taking another photography class.
Or ever taking pictures again. Just put the camera down.
Pretty much. Yeah, I loved being in the dark room. That was pretty cool. But, I don't know if I just didn't get it or, you know, what was going on. I was having fun doing it. I just pretty much sucked at it. So
and yet you kept with it for 12 years. So what changed?
I'm not sure exactly where it changed, but I moved down to Florida to go to school for 3D animation. Yeah, my first job down here was actually as a model scout. I would, walk around the mall and find people who look like models and scout them. And the model scout agency found out that I knew how to take pictures, even though I wasn't very good at it. And
so then you were stalking ladies in the mall, taking creepy pictures of them.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, me, awesome. Kristen, walking around the mall. Yeah, that was kind of awkward, but I was good with strangers, and somehow they liked me. So I was like, wow, I guess maybe I can do this, and I started making a little bit of money doing it. But once I got out of 3D animation school, I actually got my first job at Disney, and I was a technical illustrator. I would create, maps for the parks and online operating guides and did a little 3D and stuff like that, and photography on the side. And exactly a year after that, I got a job at Walt Disney Imagineering. I showed them my portfolio of paintings and photography and got a job doing that.
So you've been all over the place.
Yeah, and somehow it worked out. And then all of a sudden, digital photography, as soon as I started working at Imagineering, they handed me a digital camera, and I was like, I don't know how to use this. And, I had a mentor there who showed me everything about lighting and about digital photography, and everything just clicked after that. It's like, oh, I can do this now. I can do it on the computer. So I don't have to go in a dark room where I suck.
And so what would you say your favorite thing about photography is?
I would say getting into photography for belly dance has probably been the one thing that's changed everything the most, and that's what I love the most, is working with belly dancers because I understand it.
And how did you get into photographing belly dancers?
Actually, while I was working at Disney, a friend of mine wanted to go to a belly dance class, and she's like, well, you're the only person I can think of that might want to go with me. Do you want to do this? And I said, sure, that sounds like fun. And went to belly dance class and met a few people, and the teacher that I was working with had asked me to come to a show and shoot it. And I was like, okay, I've never tried this. I can't promise anything. But I really liked it a lot. I moved on from that studio and went to a couple other dance studios, and I would, shoot and do the same thing. And then once I moved digital and understand it, lighting a whole lot better, I got really good at doing the stage performance photography and started, getting a request from other studios to do it and started doing belly dance portraits. And it just kind of went on from there, and now that I'm not working at Disney anymore, it's kind of exploded. So now that's pretty much all I do.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. Once you start making more money, then it's even better. But
and because you take pictures of so many dancers, just portraits and also action pictures, what advice can you give to dancers that are getting their portraits done professionally?
My biggest tip to everybody, and something that I have to remind everybody to do so that it's less work for me, is not to wear stage makeup. Every dancer knows how to do stage makeup, and they think that every time they put on their costume, they put on the makeup that goes with it. And when you're shooting, that's just not the case. Like, especially, I do a lot of outdoor photography portraits, with the belly dancers and everything. And if they're wearing too much makeup in sunlight, kind of look a little clownish.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And what I usually have to do is go into Photoshop and actually take out a lot of that makeup. And most people don't notice it, but what really helps out is to just tone the makeup down. You don't have to wear, completely all natural so it doesn't look like you're wearing makeup, but just kind of like evening wear kind of makeup.
Okay.
Another one is to practice your facial expressions, mm-hmm. and kind of the poses that you really like to do. Let's say as a dancer, there's a lot of poses that you will end with, that you'll end your song with.
Right.
Those tend to usually be, your favorite poses that show off your body and show off, whatever it is about yourself that you really like. And kind of practice those before your photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot of photographers specialize in belly dance photography, so if you hire a photographer, they may not know a whole lot about belly dance or how to move your body in certain positions.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to kind of have to help them out. So you can do that by, you know, practicing your poses, practicing some facial expressions, trying to relax your face.
So generally with the girls you photograph, do you find that you have to give a lot of suggestions, or do a lot of them come with ideas of how they want to pose themselves?
Well, it depends. I think what's happened now is that most people know that I know belly dance. So they just kind of expect me to kind of help them with mm-hmm. different poses. And most of the people that I work with, I know, and I've seen them dance. So I might be able to show them a pose like, hey, I saw you do this. Or I'll throw on some music and I'll just tell them to dance mm-hmm. and kind of tell them when to stop. So that's kind of what works for me. I know several other photographers in Florida that do belly dance photography, and a couple of them know belly dance, so that really helps. And they kind of do the same thing, you know, turn on the music and just kind of let you get into the swing of things. But sometimes that's hard when, you know, you have an audience of one.
Right, yeah.
And my other big thing was, if you're a professional belly dancer, if you dance at, you know, restaurants, get hired to do gigs, things like that, and you have a website, make sure that you have a professional website. Because if you have professional pictures and you put them on a website that's not professional, then you just totally wasted your time and your money.
So now you do something called the Big Belly Dance photo shoot, right? About how long has that been around, and how did you come up with the idea of even doing it?
Well, actually, the one we're about to do is the fifth one. All started 3 years ago, and a bunch of people were asking me to do portraits, and I just couldn't handle it. I had a full-time job and was doing some weddings and different things. And I said, well, you know what? If they only want to do one costume, why don't I try doing this in one day?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how it all started. And I was trying to think of a name for it. And I'm like, what do I name this big belly dance photo shoot? Oh, okay, well.
Ding, ding, ding. That's amazing.
And then by the time the next one came around, a lot of people had heard about it and had come to that one. And that was at the beach.
I was looking on the information, and I think you said you had room for about 8 dancers each day the weekend you're going to be doing it?
Yes.
About how many did you have the very first time you did it?
The very first time I did it, I had 14 people.
Oh, that's wow. In one day.
In one day. It's all new people shooting this time. There's people coming from St. Augustine and Tampa and all over, so that's pretty cool.
Very nice.
So about how much do you charge per dancer for the photo shoot?
It's $150 a person, but that also includes a $30 print credit that they can use to buy any size prints that they want. And they also get a gift bag with a lot of really cool goodies in it, with the BTS logo on it. And then they get to perform in the Hofla. And so it's a whole weekend of really cool belly dance fun.
And now, besides the big belly dance photo shoot, you also do troupe photos as well. So
yes.
What kind of package do you offer for troops?
Well, there's several different packages. It just depends on how many people and if any of them actually want individual photos. I'll pretty much do their own big belly dance photo shoot. I'll kind of have the same pricing structure depending on how many people they can bring. And we'll do the troop shots. And what I do is up to 6 people, it is $35 a person. And they all get their images. And after that, you know, the pricing changes. The more people there are, then the less it is per person.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah, and it works out for everybody. And the individual portraits, if people want to do that, I kind of have the same pricing structure.
When dancers that are not in our local area, so they don't have access to you, what should they look for when they're looking for a photographer?
They should definitely look for personality, someone that they get along with, that they trust, preferably someone that's been referred to them. Make sure you're working with a professional with the right accreditation, you know, the right licenses and things like that, and see an entire body of work instead of just the few pictures that they might have on their website. That's usually the best of their pictures.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
To see an entire session, and then you can see all of what you're really going to get, so you know what to expect. I do work on, I touch every single picture,
mm-hmm.
and that takes sometimes days, you know, and if I'm backed up which most of you are probably laughing right now, because if anyone has worked with me, know that if I tell you a week, it's going to be 2 to 3. Because I overwork myself. You know, overworked, underpaid artist, it's, you know, the usual case. But, yeah, I touch every single image. I, you know, soften the skin, do all sorts of things, you know, do the artsy stuff, adding the textures and doing the layering and adding different colors, you know, brightening everything and making more contrast, which is probably makes no sense to you. You're probably rolling your eyes right now, but it's a lot of work.
I know what the word contrast means, okay? You know, I'm a teacher. I have vocabulary.
I'm so proud of you, Mary, to
Thank
have
you.
Vocabulary.
Thank you, Tammy.
I will have to say, when I worked with Tammy and did her belly dance photos, she had beautiful skin, and I barely had to do anything to her pictures.
I loved it. I just thought you were kissing up to me and saying, you're so wonderful. And I was like, she's the best photographer ever. She even compliments you after you paid her, and
well,
she's
I
got the pictures done.
The pictures. I'm like, her skin was beautiful. Everyone's like, her skin is so gorgeous. And Tammy's like, oh, it's all Kristen. I'm like, no, seriously. I just barely have to do anything to her pictures.
Yay!
Yeah, no
well,
wonder eyes.
I'm
circles,
disgusted by
all
that.
All of them, her eyes were open, and
nice.
I just, you know, have to take her open eyes out of one picture and put them on another. And
now it's just getting gruesome.
Well, I just wanted to mention too that if anyone wants to look at some of the pictures that Kristen did take of me for some of my belly dance shoots and also some family pictures, if you really want to get to know me, you can go on Tribe and just click on my profile, and I have a lot. I have probably like 7 or 8 of your pictures up there. So Kristen, was there anything else you wanted to discuss while we had you on the line?
Some other news, I don't know if you guys knew about. You've heard of Yala magazine?
Yes.
I just did a photo shoot with Lacey of Florida Tribal Dance, and she's going to be on the cover of the next Yala magazine and have an entire story on the inside, and I did a whole photo shoot for that. So
very
cool. There's a brand new photo shoot that's going to be in Yala, and that comes out, I believe, September 21st. So.
Well, I am a subscriber of Yala magazine, so so when it comes out, I will be very excited because I will have it in my home and display it proudly to all those that wander into my house off the street. I don't know.
Thanks, guys. I needed this laugh.
Well, Kristen, I just wanted to thank you for calling in and coming on Yip Podcast and letting us know all about photography and belly dancing.
And you guys are coming out to the Hafa, and you're going to record too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably bring our mic with us and see what's
and
going on.
I'll be vending, so if anyone's out there listening, come buy some stuff because I'm broke.
Well, Mary, we can be broke together.
Oh my gosh, twins.
Frog. The place that we're going to have it at, the first hour is going to be a wine and cheese tasting.
Ooh, nice. Totally there. Yeah. Oh, sorry, did I get a little too excited about alcohol?
Yeah, what's the name of this place again? The cheese?
It's called Cheezer's Palace.
See, I love that.
I love that. Oh my God, I didn't even know. I just was like, I'll figure out where I'm going Saturday. That's that weekend. I'll just find out where I'm supposed to go.
I looked at the notices on Facebook and I was like, they called it Cheezer's Palace. I don't know why. I just got the giggles.
And they have this case up by the register that's full of chocolate truffles.
Oh, now I'm so there. Cheese, meh. And, you know, I love cheese, but it's not anything compared to chocolate.
See, and for me, I would choose cheese over chocolate any day.
Yeah, can't be friends.
I love
cheese and the chocolate, and they make the best grilled cheese sandwich you've ever had in your entire life.
Now, grilled cheese, that's
like such a, like, if you can get a really good one, because I mean, to me, it's like reliving your childhood by eating a grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, it's just amazing.
So good.
Well, we'll definitely be there, and it was so nice having you on, Kristen. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, girls. Love
you. Bye.
Well, it was great of Kristen to call in. She had a stressful day.
Yeah, I'm glad that she was able to take the time out and give us a call here at Yip Podcast, because I really enjoyed listening to a photographer's perspective of what dancers should do, what we should look for, and just hearing about her story of how she really started focusing on photographing belly dancers, because we like that. So I did my music review, Mary. How about yours?
All right, we're going to end things on a slightly calmer note. So just sit down and relax. The second music spotlight for this week is the group Voss. It's basically just two people. There's a Persian vocalist named Azam Ali, which is a cool name, and then an American percussionist named Greg Ellis, which is easier to pronounce. And they've been compared to Dead Can Dance, which we've done a review on. They got 4 albums out. They've been on a bunch of compilation CDs. They've done their own solo projects and side projects and stuff like that. They're really cool. Why am I questioning that?
Are they, Mary? Are you sure?
I think so. It's sort of like the vocal vibe of Dead Can Dance, but a slightly darker tone in a lot of their music.
Wow.
What?
Well, just because Dead Can Dance, a lot of gothic belly dancers dance in them, so the fact that this is darker than Dead Can Dance is just funny to me.
I didn't say it was like dark pit of hell darker. So the CD that all 3 songs came off of is called In the Garden of Souls. It came out in the year 2000. The first song we're going to hear is the title track, In the Garden of Souls. The second song is Prayer for Sohail. And both of these do have vocals, and they're sort of more melodic, but they do have a darker feel, so I wouldn't call them mellow, necessarily. The third song is dramatically different. It's called Ceremony of Passage. It has no vocals, and it's extremely percussive. So this is definitely a track where the drummer half of the group shines. Tammy, did you like them?
They were cool. They're like darker but trancy, except for the last song. The last song had like the drum thing going, and
yeah,
I like that a lot.
Trancy, that's a good word.
Where purity of movement is threatened by the tidal wave of vanity. Where the sequined veil of mystery meets the coochied hips of deceit. Where the passion of the dance is consumed by the riptide of neurosis. You will find Shimmy Cove. Today on Shimmy Cove, Carol plays Patella, Carolina plays Jan, and Mega plays Claudia. Frost is handcuffed and dragged off to the police station. The Russian mafia crew, with their reluctant passengers Jack Pierce and Special Agent Samantha Parker, are just arriving at the old fairgrounds at the outskirts of Shimmy Cove. Leaving the men at the unlocked gates to wait for Nadine, Maudie Farquaad marches Jack and Samantha towards the Ferris wheel at gunpoint. What was the cruel Madame Farquaad going to do when Nadine didn't show up?
Let us go then, you can find a nice hotel room to hide in.
Don't be smart, Jack. You wouldn't like to see me upset. Just keep marching along like a good little boy and this will soon be all over.
Do you mean you'll just let us go when Nadine gets here?
Yes. Probably.
Don't bother lying, Madame Farquaad. You have no intentions of letting us go free.
You mean she's gonna kill us anyway? Even if Nadine shows up?
Jack! Do you want them to get their hands on Nadine? Don't you care at all?
Of course I care, but they obviously like Nadine and will be nice to her. Well, they don't like me at all, and frankly, I'm worried about staying alive here, Samantha. I don't have time to worry about former flames who steal vans, carry knives, and are wanted by the mafia. I just don't. No.
You sure are a piece of work, Jack.
Less talking, more walking.
Wait a second, Farquaad. There's someone there in the shadows. Maybe Nadine beat us here.
We'll find out soon enough. Who's there?
It is I.
And who would that be then?
It is I, Patella, the famous fortune teller of Shimmy Cove. And who are you invading my realm?
What do you mean, your realm? It's an old, disgusting, abandoned, moldy fairground. You live here?
Of course not. My subdivision is right across the road. I just come over here to walk my pet, Yuri. He's out there somewhere.
You own a sheep?
Of course not. Yuri is my trained llama. Come here, Yuri. Heel, Yuri Gray. There we go. Uruguay, that's a good boy.
But I thought I heard a...
He's a specially trained llama. All llamas from his country are very, very smart.
So there are lots of smart llamas in Uruguay?
How should I know?
But you said...
Yuri is from the Czech Republic.
But if he's from the Czech Republic, then why did you name him Uruguay?
I don't care. Just get out of the way, woman. We have an appointment to keep.
Uri is not pleased that you're being so rude to me.
This is absolutely ridiculous. Come along, Samantha. Jack, we're leaving.
What if I don't want to come along anymore? Oh, I think I see the Ferris wheel over there.
You'll regret being so abrupt with me.
Oh, I'm quaking in my boots, obviously. Let's go.
I'll make you all sorry. Down, boy, down.
Just keep walking. We need to get to the Ferris wheel to meet Nadine.
Heel, Yuri. Heel! Down, boy. Seat.
Just miles away in the police station interrogation room, Nadine was dealing with her own set of problems.
Look, Miss Frost, until you tell us how you got a hold of the drugs, our hands are tied. We'd like to help you, but you have to tell us what you know.
Talk right now, or you're going to be spending the night in a cell.
But I don't know anything.
Oh, yeah? You don't know anything? What about the stolen van? What about the sled dogs? What about the knife you pulled at the hospital?
How did you find out about that?
It's a small town, Miss Frost. Now, maybe you want to tell us what's going on here?
Really, I wish I could help, but I don't know anything.
That's it. Get her out of my sight. Maybe a night in the tank will change your tune.
It's not looking good for Nadine. And what about Jack and Samantha? Would they meet a grisly death at the hands of an irate Mahdi Farquaad? And what about me? Where am I with all of this going on? Find out next week on Shimmy Cove.
Yes, Mary.
So what's going on around town, Tammy?
Well, let's see. I don't have all the info yet, but Mesmer Society and ANSA will be here locally in Florida September 26th, and you will be able to find out more info on that at www.floridatribaldance.com. I'm super excited about that. I so want to take that workshop.
Yeah, there's going to be one in Orlando. There's also going to be one hosted by the Loud Zoo Girls.
Yeah, I think the next day.
Yeah. So if you live closer to St. Pete, then maybe hook up with them and take the workshop down there.
Also that weekend in Lantana, Florida, September 26th and 27th is Tribal Dawn, www.saloondancecompany.webs.com. They're going to have workshops and shows. Some of the workshops they're going to be offering is a double cane workshop, a poi workshop, a sword workshop, and an ATS basics with our friend Alina from South Florida. Yay, Alina. So that's what I got at the end of September. So let's jump over to October now.
Oh, let's.
October 2nd through 4th is Festival on the Nile, www.festivalonthenile.com. It's going to be featuring Rachel George. Also, October 3rd and 4th is Southern Mirage with our friends Alchemy in Augusta, Georgia.
Woo-hoo, go Alchemy.
www.alchemydance.com, and that's featuring Mirabets. October 8th through 11th is Tribe Original outside of Asheville, North Carolina.
I wish I could go.
www.tribeoriginal.org. Jill Parker is going to be there. Mesmer Society, of course. Mavi, Natalie Brown, who I really, really just, I really like Natalie Brown. Zia, there's going to be workshops for artists, obviously dance, music, crafting, circus arts. So cool. October 16th through 18th is Tribal Alchemy in Fort Worth, Texas. www.tribalalchemy.net. It's going to benefit the safe haven of Tarrant County in Texas, which is freedom from domestic violence. Rose Harden will be there, Elizabeth Strong, Natalie Brown, Mira Betts, Chakra, Ashara, Belladonna, Suze, Urban Gypsy. One day I'd really like to meet Suze. Just FYI, yeah. For anybody who knows her. Like, she just seems like a really cool person. October 16th through 18th is Blood Moon Regal, www.bloodmoonregal.com, out in Sacramento, California, with our girls from Enmada. Oh, October 22nd through 25th in Washington, D.C., there is an event called the Belly Horror Show, www.bellyhorror.com. It's going to be Ashara, Chakra, Desert Sin, Belladonna, Mavi, Anar, Elizabeth of Tribe Marrakesh, and Super Kate. Donna Mejia is going to be teaching in Atlanta, Georgia, November 6th through 8th. Awalim is hosting. So that's www.awalim.com. She is going to be teaching how to teach. I just find it fascinating that we're so open as dancers now that we can teach each other how to teach. I think that's so important, and that goes back to our thread that we were discussing earlier, that these kind of workshops are available, and a lot of instructors are very willing to share their knowledge of teaching with you if you have that strong of an interest and you have dedication. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it is out there. If you want to seek that knowledge, it is there. And this weekend with Donna Mejia is a perfect example. November 13th through 15th in West Palm Beach is the Sharky Experiment, www.thesharkyexperiment.com. Bojanka is going to be there. Mira Betts Charta from Izumi, Alicia and Daniela and Lacey. So we're going to have a lot of locals, and Charta's from Holland, so that's not local at all. But a lot of other people are local.
But she's here all the time, so.
She is.
I mean, like, and she's in the U.S. all the time.
Exactly. And she's one of the three people really certified to teach hot pot style, so I'm totally jealous of her. So anyway, that's what's going on around town.
Oh, so at the end of October, we're planning on having a panel episode where we just talk about topics going on as opposed to focusing on a particular interview.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring up the topic of teaching too soon again, or what maybe to do will. In the situation that one girl is in.
Yep, Carol's going to be back on, and Melanie might be able to be on as well, because both of them are very fun to talk to.
Not that any of our other guests were not fun to talk to. Mary, jeez.
Oh my gosh. You just make everything sound bad when I say it.
Sorry.
We loved all our guests. We love you all equally. If you want a hug, just let me know. Hug you. But we're going to put up some threads on the tribe. And just if you have any questions that you'd like us to tackle on our super exciting panel episode coming up.
Any hot topics?
Hot topics.
Well, it'd be kind of funny because I consider Mary and myself more tribal girls.
Definitely.
And Melanie and Carol are definitely more the cabaret side, so.
Well, that was one of the reasons, because not only are they both very comfortable with being outspoken, but they also, I thought they balanced us very well, because they know more about, you know, what's going on in the cabaret, you know, world right now, and we know what's going on the tribal side, so.
Yeah, so it'll be cool. Also, we'll be opening up the Skype lines, and now that I think we figured out how to properly work Skype, if anybody ever wants to Skype in Wednesdays between the hours of 9 and 10-ish, you guys are more than welcome to Skype in and just join in whatever conversation we're having.
Totally.
And if it's awkward, we'll just hang up on you. No.
No, if it's awkward, we'll have technical difficulties and accidentally lose the signal. Tammy, you're going to irritate some people when we accidentally...
Sometimes I am too honest for my own good. To find out more about our little podcast, you can go to www.yippodcast.com. You can email us at email@yippodcast.com, even if it's tell us you guys are stupid.
We embrace all comments.
We may not discuss them, but
we probably would.
You can Skype us at Yip Podcast. You can leave us a message at 321-441-3933. Or you can join our tribe at tribes.tribe.net/Yip Podcast. This has been Tammy.
And this has been Mary.
Yip.
Mistyped Yip Podcast today, and I found a new search engine that I didn't even know was out there. It's called like Yop or something. It's like Y-I-O-P or something like that. And I was like, I'm just glad you weren't a porn site.
That was one day.
That's never happened to you.
I had like a Hotmail account, and Dan's like, whatever you do, don't type in hot milk by accident. And I said, oh my God. What does it bring up? He's like, I don't know, but probably nothing good. I'm like, what? Why must you scare me like that?